episode 24 on August 24th, 2021. This is going to be a mini episode because I forgot to include it in the Monday episode that I finished recording today. So I figure, you know, I'll just make this little mini episode, but I do want to start incorporating this type of updates in the podcast so that you guys are more aware of what is happening, because we need to pay attention to space weather. We need to pay attention to what's happening on this planet, not COVID, not what's going on with politics, but seismic activity. We need to pay attention to like what's happening in it, which is like the planet, like nature, you know. So there have been so many really large earthquakes that have been happening in a certain region, and it's where the South Sandwich Islands are, and that area is like a fucking volcanic field. Like, that's what it is, in the ocean. Okay, there it is, sitting on the Scotia Plate. If you're familiar with tectonics and shit like that. But what I've noticed, and when I say it's been having a lot of earthquakes, like 200 really large earthquakes, like over 5 as far as magnitude goes, okay? They're big, okay? And they've been happening at different depths. And I don't know if you guys know, but when I went to university, I totally am like a science geek. I took geology and meteorology and astronomy. I wanted to be an archaeologist at one time. I'm telling you guys all this. So I'm very into that, and a zoologist as well. So those are my things. Like, that's my jam. I love that kind of stuff. So I still keep up with this type of stuff that I've learned, and I'm still familiar with all of this shit. You know, I pay attention to the weather. I pay attention to astronomy and astrology and what's happening with, you know, earthquakes and volcanoes. I pay attention to all this shit. I have a bookmark on my laptop, and I view them every day, and the sun too. So I pay attention to all this stuff because it's important, and they don't talk about it like on the news. Like, to me, that's why news is garbage. Like, it doesn't, never mind, I don't want to offend anybody, but anyways, I was gonna say it doesn't fucking matter, but I mean, maybe it does. Like, I mean, I do pay attention to the news, but I make sure to disconnect myself. I don't get too involved in the shit. Like, sometimes I do, I get sucked in, and then I'm like, ah, shit, let me disconnect. So anyways, but we do need to pay attention to like space weather and what's going on with volcanoes and earthquakes and shit. Okay. It's very, very important. Okay. So we've got a lot of activity happening in this like volcanic field area, which is called the South Sandwich Islands. Big motherfucking earthquakes. They're happening at different depths, and that's not normal. And I mean, even that cluster fuck of earthquakes over there in that area, not normal. Okay, the reason I think, this is my theory, why this is happening is because there is magma moving underneath that area right now, and everything is interconnected, Kako. So if you live on the Big Island, pay attention to the Mauna. I don't know what's going on with the Mauna. I haven't checked it out yet. But do not be surprised if you start feeling earthquakes over there, if there starts being activity over there soon. Because, like I said, everything is interconnected. I live by Yellowstone, okay? That's a super volcano. If that fucker went off, bro, we in trouble. But it's important to know, to be maka'ala, right? And to be prepared. So that's why I think it's important to talk about this kind of stuff on here. So that's what we're doing right now. So there is a tectonic plate over there in that area of the South Sandwich Islands. It's called the Scotia Plate, okay? And shit, I feel like I need an image. Hold on. I just want to look at it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It is over there. Wait, let me look at this one. Yes. It is south of the South American plate, if you're familiar with that. So we have the Pacific plate, which is going under the North American plate. I don't know if you know that. And there's also the Juan de Fuca plate over there, which is also going under the North American plate. So there's a lot. That's why California and all that shit has so much activity as far as earthquakes, and they're scared about earthquakes over there. It's because of those plates, okay? But anyways, that's a whole other thing. So the Scotia plate is where the South Sandwich Islands are. I'm about to burp, sorry. Okay. And so, yeah, we need to pay attention to that. I want to say there's a part that was broken up. They separated it into two different plates, and it was called the sandwich plate. And there is a subduction zone. And there is also a, what the heck did they call it? A transform boundary. That's a part of the Scotia plate. So, what that means is that there is a possibility that this could be happening because of these two plates, which is creating the earthquakes. But I don't think so, Kako, because of the different depths. Because the earthquakes have different depths, okay? Now, if it was because of that, I think it would have very similar depths, you know? But this is so, like, diverse as far as the depths of these earthquakes. And to me, that is movement of magma, okay? I might be wrong, but I want to just put this out there. So, pay attention. Pay attention to the earthquakes in your area. If you live on the continent, if you live back home, Hawaii, like, any active volcanoes that are around you, and if they are having earthquakes, pay attention, be prepared. Now, I do feel like this has a lot to do with the fact that Kala is kind of waking up. He is going through a cycle where there's going to be a lot more activity, solar activity that's happening on the sun, okay? And this is also a very big deal because the sun lets off solar storms. So that's like the simplified way of saying it, but it's called a coronal mass ejection. I mean, just listen to the words. Coronal mass ejection. So it's like a massive amount of radiation and hot ass motherfucking plasma being ejected from the sun. Doesn't that sound fucking crazy? Anyway, so what happens, or what could happen, is if we had a large enough solar storm hit us, bruh, it would take out our power grids. It would take out the oil and the gas industry. It would fuck up satellites and GPS. It would fuck with our communication systems, you know, fiber optics, mobile networks, all the things, okay? It would affect like air flights and shit like that, because everything is technology, okay? So this is important to pay attention to. And it's been weird here in Utah. Our power went out twice, 2 days in a row, like the other week, last week or something. Yeah, last week. And last week, the sun let off 3 CMEs. Luckily, I mean, no disrespect to anybody that lives on Venus, but it was facing Venus, okay? So all of that fucking plasma hit Venus. Those sunspots. Now, in order for you to have a CME, well, I don't know. Fuck, no. Anyway, I'll get into why I'm saying I don't know, because yesterday some weird-ass shit happened on the sun that I saw, and nobody's talking about it. But usually, you need to have sunspots in order to have a CME, okay? So you have these two spots. They interact with each other. This is real basic way of explaining what's going on. And they explode, okay? They interact with each other. They explode. All this plasma comes flying off of the surface, and it goes into outer space and hits whatever the fuck is in its way. And those can travel pretty fast. I mean, you, depending on the speed, it could be like 15 to 18 hours before it would hit Earth, depending on how fast it is. Like the one that was just that just left the sun yesterday will probably be here in a couple of days. Like it wasn't that fast. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so that's kind of what happens with that. Okay, so 3 of them. So that means those sunspots, they're gonna start facing us very, 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 very soon. And that means that because they're active regions, it could let off a CME that is Earth-facing. Now, yesterday, there was a CME that was released from the sun, and it was facing us. It was coming from the southern hemisphere. But you know what I noticed when I was looking? That there are no sunspots over there. There was a big ass fucking corona hole though, which is really weird. So a corona hole is basically a puka in all of that plasma that's the sun, that boiling ball of fucking plasma. And sometimes you get these pukas. And what's coming out of that puka is like a fuck ton of hot ass air and plasma. It's a lot of air. And so it's like solar, you know, solar fucking wind storm, that I guess is what they call it. And so that can also disrupt shit over here on Earth. But I mean, it's a puka. How the F are there sun? Like, how did a CME come out of that puka? Like, I'm still confused. I don't even know. I don't even know the answer. But that fucking happened. I seen it. And so I was looking and I was like, okay, there was a CME, but that's a corona hole. Like, how the, I don't know. Maybe I'm a fucking noob. I don't know. But anyways, yeah, that's not normal. Okay. So a lot of not normal things are happening. And by the way, there's a big ass fucking corona hole on the northern hemisphere of the sun right now. And it is earth facing, just so you know. So there's that. But anyways, yeah, a lot of not normal things happening. So CMEs coming out of fucking corona holes somehow, no sunspots. And we've got a fucking fuck cluster of big ass earthquakes in an area where that's a volcanic fucking field, which means, in my opinion, there's a lot of magma moving underneath the surface of the earth, and it's all connected. So this is not normal shit. Okay, so just pay attention. That's all this episode is about. Pay attention. Be ready. Be in the know. Okay? So I'm going to end it in an awkward way because I suck at ending these things. But that's what I got for you for today's episode. Mahalo for tuning in. If you have any answers to any of this stuff that I'm like, I don't even know, that I'm stumped about, especially like the corona hole with no fucking sunspot. If you know the answer, like, please come tell me. Like, DM me on Instagram. But yeah, mahalo for tuning in, and I will try my best to remember to start including the space weather with our episodes.